in your sales page and in your invitation, should you focus more on pain points or the problems that your group program aims to solve, the frustrations you aim to overcome, the negative parts of life that you aim to help transform? Or should you focus on the positive potential, the yearnings that they have, the goals that you want to help them reach, the dream that they have? It's an age-old question. It was brought up first by Buddha, and Buddha decided to focus on pain points, right? Buddha said, "Ah, I'll go for the pain points. Life is suffering, and here is the Eightfold Path that helps you relieve that pain point of life being suffering." I think Buddha was quite wise about that, actually. Could have gone the other way. I mean, what did Jesus do? I think Jesus maybe had talked a little bit about hell, the gnashing of teeth, right? Pain points. But Jesus also focused a lot on heaven, right? It's like kingdom of God. So I'm gonna say this. Well, here are two sample data points, Buddha and Jesus. I'm sure you have more data points. The two of them both focused on some pain points. Jesus focused on the kingdom of heaven. Actually, Buddha focused on nirvana as well, right? Okay. So making, you know, hopefully this is helpful. But what I think is that basically solving problems, overcoming negativity tends to sell a lot better than focused on yearnings and basically focusing on prevention. Now, actually, no, let me back up. Prevent pain pills sell way more than supplements. Okay? This is very important. Please take that as you would. Because if you had the choice of selling pain pills versus, you know, pain relief pills versus supplements for preventing cancer 10 years down the road, please sell pain relief pills for the sake of your business, because you're going to do a lot better business that way. Take that analogy for your own business. Yeah. The bigger your audience is, or the more they trust you and just are eager to spend time with you, the more you can sell supplements, the more you can sell prevention, the more you can sell the yearning, the dream that we're all going towards. The less of people could, like, okay, I'll give you an example. Right now, at the state of my business, I'm grateful to have a large enough audience and a warm enough audience where people are like, "Oh, I just love to spend time in George's presence. Whatever he's selling, I'm in." Like, when you get to that kind of true fan base, then I'm selling the dream. I'm selling the yearning, because that's just more pleasurable to sell that. It's just more inspirational. It's more aspirational. I don't want to talk about pain and suffering and negativity, right? But the more beginner you are, in the beginning of my business, when people didn't really know who I am, they don't know my work, I'm not as credible to them. This is why copywriters focus on pain points, because they understand that most people coming to them don't have a large, warm audience, so they have to sell on pain points. And that's true. The people right now, you're launching your first program, if you're having, maybe you go through the first circles of enrollment selling the dream, and you still don't have the minimum viable audience or group members, then this next circle enrollment, you focus on pain relief. Not to remember the caring doctor. We're not doing the pain relief to re-traumatize them. That's something that's real, and we need to be aware of that. We're addressing the pain relief, just like Tylenol says, this is helpful for this and this and this. They're not going to say, "Well, I hope hopefully the commercials, maybe the commercials do re-traumatize people too much," but they're just saying this is what it's good for. And if you have these things, then the program is good for you. I hope this is helpful. Thanks. And I want to welcome those of you who have some other thoughts about this to please comment below, because you will add to this discussion, especially based on your experience and your, you know, the niche of your offer. It might be different. You know, people might be yearning for an experience, right? That's not a pain point. An experience is, you might say there's like three things you could sell: pain relief, goal achievement, and experience. But still, pain relief sells way better than the other two, And the warmer your, the, I would say actually that's an interesting circle, because the warmer your audience, the more you can sell like an experience, because an experience with you, they want to spend time with you. Some people hire life coaches because they just like that person's energy signature so much. I don't care what you saw. I don't even know what life coaching is. I don't even know what drumming is. I don't know what shamanic journeying is. I don't know what this is, but I like you and I want to spend time with you. I trust you. And so whatever you're selling, experience, let's do it. The goal is a little bit easier to sell than experience, because the goal is like, oh, I understand. I'm going to have a great relationship. I'm going to make more money. I'm going to heal my, healing could be pain relief, but I'm going to have better health. Those are goals, right? So it's like the more you go on this cycle, the more you need to be credible, and energy signature is what they're resonating with, right? But yeah, for some of us, it's true. The energy signature is so resonant with our people. We can sell an experience. Hey, I don't know what I'm selling, but you get to spend time with me. It's just the George Cal retreat. How many of you are interested in the George Cal retreat? I have no idea what we're going to do. Raise your hands, actually, right now. Anyone interested in George Cal retreat? Come meet with me. A few of you, right? Being very courteous and raising your hand, even though you... But that's true. I mean, I've had clients ask me for years, George, why don't you do an in-person retreat? It'd be great to meet you and meet each other. They don't even care what we talk about in retreat. That's called selling an experience. But that's because it's that warm. It's that resonant, right? So it's true for some of you. And just have to understand this. Where along the cycle are you? So hope this helps.